is Comrade Pitt calling in from Justice Correction Institution in the state of Maryland. Peter Kamal Mukuria is the name. My Instagram feed is IG@PittPanther_art. So over the course of the nearly 2 decades of my imprisonment, I could not count the number of prison guards who have uttered these words to me, either out of relative truth and or sheer arrogance, verbatim. Quote, I'm no different from you. I just didn't get caught, unquote. Essentially implying that despite the employment as prison guards, they still retain some degree of criminal modus operandi. By this criminal mentality, I don't mean that as soon as they leave their place of employment, they hit the block and hustle. Although that's not too far-fetched from my imagination, the criminal mentality I'm alluding to here boils down to the everyday crimes committed against incarcerated people, i.e. indefinite placement in solitary confinement, systemic assaults on prisoners, sleep deprivation, food deprivation, perjury, etc. The latter is what I want to direct my attention on in order to highlight how prison guards have the propensity to commit perjury, oftentimes with impunity. What is perjury? It is the falsifying of state documents, a punishable offense, a crime that is. This oath is one I would assume was framed with all intended purposes to uphold the quote-unquote integrity of prisons and or public office. However, it's obvious that it hasn't worked out as intended, because for any oath to be taken serious and effective in its goal, accountability must be a primary part of the equation, if not the most significant part of the equation. An oath without accountability renders itself dogma, and once a pattern of practice emerges, which goes unchecked, the lines become blurred. Perjury is, ipso facto, a punishable offense, quote-unquote a crime. Guards are warned that upon filing disciplinary infraction reports, the reporting officer has an obligatory responsibility to file the report based on all factual and relevant facts surrounding the rule violation which led to the disciplinary report, and the report must be written in a who, what, when, where manner. And at the conclusion of the disciplinary report, the reporting officer must print their name, title, and issue their signature, affirming under the penalty of perjury that the report is based on facts. They are issued these instructions in order to avoid committing perjury. But what difference does it make if they won't be held accountable? Subsequent to the disciplinary infraction being served, a hearing date is then scheduled, and should the hearing officer be impartial and fair, then one has a glimmer of hope on having the disciplinary infraction dismissed, should they be wrongfully accused. But that's where ambiguity kicks in, as the proverbial deck is stacked against the accused, and a dismissal will be one hell of a mountain to climb. In a myriad of cases which a disciplinary infraction report has been filed and served, especially in cases of those in solitary confinement, guards filing fabricated disciplinary infraction report is a consistent pattern of practice which occurs unbridled and to no surprise with impunity. The conditions of confinement for those in general population differ from those in solitary confinement. Therefore, a disciplinary infraction for someone classified as general population status may carry less penalty in comparison to someone who is under solitary confinement status. Additionally, prisons tend to have a peculiar need to ensure that solitary confinement cells are at full or near full capacity. Could it be in hopes that they may receive federal funds to implement programs? But if there aren't enough bodies in solitary confinement, then no federal funds will be issued. So now the race is off to stacked up, trumped up charges. This antiquated pattern of practice is one which keeps prisoners stuck in a cycle and stuck in solitary confinement for years, even in some cases decades. It also serves to ensure there are enough bodies in solitary confinement at all times. Why is this issue of perjury worth highlighting? As a result of fabricated disciplinary infraction, partial and unfair hearings, the penalty imposed on prisoners oftentimes involves the loss of accumulated good time credit, which can potentially be X number of years worth of lost good time credit, effectively delaying the wrongfully accused release date. And release date, all because an officer who took an oath consciously opted to contravene that oath. I also believe it's imperative for the public to be aware of such existing issue, as it involves at the heart of it corruption. And addressing this issue internally is impossible for prisoners to do without the support of those on the outside. Upon filing a complaint, typically such complaints are never processed in an attempt to prevent and or hinder prisoners from seeking relief. And it's also a way of protecting guards who violate their own oath that they swore to. I also believe it's imperative for the public to be aware of such existing issue, as it involves at the heart of it corruption. And addressing this issue internally is impossible for prisoners to do without the support of those on the outside. Upon filing a complaint, typically such complaints are never processed. The dirtier the pig, the quicker they rise in rank, is the best possible way to paint a picture at a Virginia Supermax prison that I once was, called Red Onion State Prison. Those who stacked the most fabricated disciplinary infraction reports, engaged in the most barbaric physical assaults on prisoners who are already defenseless and in restraints, torture, etc., are the ones who surely rose in ranks the fastest. It's hypocritical for a high-ranking officer who came up in ranks at the expense of mistreating and abusing prisoners to hold accountable a low-ranking officer exposed for committing perjury when they themselves have done worse. So now the only way for those supervisors to hold accountable low-ranking guards who crossed the line and committed perjury or whatever crime in question is to turn a blind eye. The modus operandi is clear, despite the attempts to conceal their criminal mentality. And it begs to be questioned, who is the real criminal at times? This is Comrade Pitt. Thank you for your listening ears. You have a great day. Instagram at @PittPanther_PittPanther_ART. Thank you for your time.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.